Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of reverent fear of God over the fear of others, and the significance of not fearing those who can only harm the body, but instead fearing the one who has the power to destroy both body and soul in Gehenna. Today's Bible verse is from Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. That's Matthew chapter 10, verse 28.
So here's the deal. Don't sweat it when it comes to those folks who may be able to end your earthly existence. I mean, sure, it's understandable to have some concerns about physical harm, but let me tell you something even scarier. There's someone you should be afraid of, and that's the one who can wreck both your body and your soul. Here's the thing. It's not about living in constant fear. It's about having a healthy dose of reverence and respect for God. I'm talking about a proper fear, you know, the kind that acknowledges his power and authority over everything, including our eternal destiny. God holds all the cards when it comes to that. Physical death is nothing compared to the idea of spending eternity in hell. I mean, think about it. The punishment that awaits us there is no joke. But here's a glimmer of hope amidst the darkness. God's got our backs, my friend. He'll make things right for us believers. And what about those who persecute us? Well, they won't get off scot-free. God will come through and take care of them. So, fellow Christians, let me tell you this, loud and clear. We should never let fear paralyze us. Fearing other people diminishes our ability to stand strong and live out our faith. Instead, let's focus on having a healthy fear of the one who has power over both our body and soul, the one who determines our eternal destiny. That's the fear that matters. It's not about cowering in terror, but rather acknowledging God's sovereignty and living in awe of his might. When we have this proper fear, it empowers us to face any hardships or persecution that may come our way. We're not controlled by the fear of what others can do to us physically, because we know that our true value lies in our relationship with God. And let me tell you, my friend, that is priceless. So let's not allow fear to hold us back. Let's not allow the fear of physical harm or persecution to dictate our actions or erode our faith. We have a God who is greater than anything we may face in this world. He's bigger than our fears, and he promises to take care of us. Yes, there may be challenges and difficulties along the way, but remember that our ultimate destiny lies in the hands of a loving and powerful God. So let's stand tall, my fellow believers, and let's face whatever comes our way with courage and trust in the one who has the power to save our souls. In conclusion, my friends, don't be afraid of those who can only harm your body. Fear the one who can destroy both your body and soul in Gehenna. But remember, this fear is not about living in constant terror, but about recognizing God's authority and placing our trust in him. He's our ultimate protector and the one who will bring justice. So let go of fear and embrace the faith that allows us to shine brightly in the face of persecution. Stay strong, my fellow Christians, for God is with us every step of the way.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, in the face of earthly threats and dangers, we come to you seeking your protection and guidance. Help us to understand the true meaning of fear, not the paralyzing fear of human adversaries, but the reverent fear of your sovereignty and power over our lives. Grant us the wisdom to prioritize our eternal well-being over temporary concerns. May we have the courage to stand firm in our faith, knowing that you hold our eternal destiny in your hands. Protect us, Lord, from the fear that hinders our ability to live boldly for you. Instead, fill us with a holy reverence for you, our Creator and Sustainer. In moments of uncertainty and danger, may we find refuge in your unfailing love and assurance of eternal salvation. Strengthen our faith and empower us to face any challenges with confidence, knowing that you are always with us. We surrender our fears to you, O God, and place our trust fully in your care. Thank you for being our ultimate protector and source of strength. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Goodbye, and may God's love and blessings follow you wherever you go.